welcome everybody to Saturday AM Live. Vance Rogers in the house with Nancy Clyde, live from Arlington, Texas today. Correct, Nancy?
That's correct. We're still here.
You haven't left the planet. And you just returned from where?
Oh, Pinkaizen trip to Hawaii just yesterday. So I'm pretty coherent today. I'm amazed.
And that's for you, that's a 4 or 5 hour time zone difference, and which makes it really entertaining and fun. And I want to, if I can, I want to jump right into that because I can't get my phone to do. Oh, there we go. Now it's working. I want to just set this up if I can. I was reading this a couple days ago, actually yesterday, and I'm not going to preach. I don't usually read from the oldest book that I've ever read. Still most popular book on the planet, most sold every year, but least read, which is interesting. I'm referring to the Bible. But the last few words in the book of Proverbs simply says this: charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears God will be praised. Give her the reward of her labor and let her works praise her at the city gates. So the city gates are different today than they are when this was written, but I thought it was kind of apropos, Nancy, that the fruit of your labor, you and David's, earned you a trip to Hawaii at Meekin's expense. And I want to start there, and then we can go back and kind of learn some more about Nancy Clyde. But what was that like? I mean, I've been on these trips, but what was it like for you?
Oh, my. It was amazing. Seeing people, I told people, or I told the group, I said, just seeing all of you, and you know, your whole body, three dimensional rather than on a screen, was fabulous. But over the days, you could tell everyone relaxed more and more. Reuben is an absolute hoot. Luis is, you know, just fabulous. Everyone else, but you saw their personalities come out, and I guess they saw the same with mine and David's, but it is beyond anything else. You all know that we all know there that we have earned it. We did not, this was not a gift. And it's just amazing. It's just the camaraderie. It's really broadening that group of people that you feel comfortable enough to call and ask for help or a three-way or anything else. Even though you hear and you see them say, give me a call, I am here to help, it really helps a lot being in person. And that is what we have missed out on, I think, for the last 2+ years, that we haven't had those big gatherings of people. And even in those big gatherings, you're really only connecting with a few. Well, when you're together for a week, almost every moment, overseas, but it is the U.S., it is an amazing experience. It's hot, you know, it's like you had to be there. But I tell you, it is worth every ounce of sweat and focus and everything that you do to get to that. So now it's on to Japan. So we'll
see. And Nancy, for the record, for people who don't know, this trip was obviously in Hawaii. And
yes.
But give us more specifics. Where? Because Hawaii's got several islands. Maui,
oh, yeah.
Oahu, the Big Island. Where were you? Tell us a little more about
it. Okay, well, we went, the group started on the 16th of this month. And we were on Oahu. Everyone arrived different times, you know, because we're spread all over the place. And so we were on Oahu from the 22nd. The 12th. I am so sorry. We arrived on the 12th. But, okay, the 16th is when we all got together. On the 20th, we got on a plane and flew to Maui, and we're there. Now, we are Team Kaizen, so we left on the 22nd. We weren't there very long, but we had two really full days because of when our flight left on the 22nd. But it started on the 16th with an amazing meal. We were all to be dressed in white, which until I saw a picture from previous trips, I didn't realize, no, white from head to toe. I mean, white. And it was wonderful. And we were introduced to the idea and the fact that we would be eating. I felt like I was at a trough because when you're out there and all this wonderful food is placed before you, four courses, usually three to four courses for lunch and dinner. And then we had an amazing breakfast buffet provided every morning. You're going, hey, we earned this. I'm going for it. And so now I'm back on track, then I'm home. But anyway, what was it, 4 days basically in Oahu and three on Maui. It was wonderful.
And so, Nancy, now that you're back home, you've set up a routine, a regime, and David's going to cook these four-course meals for you every day?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm the one that loves to cook in the house, and he loves that I love to cook. So that's the routine around here. But last night, we just didn't want to eat anything, and so I made, you know, a pitcher of KVB shake. I had one and one glass, and he had two, and it was wonderful.
You know, and that brings up a fantastic note. And I don't want, this call is not about Vance, but my mom, some of you may know, that she worked for United Airlines for 11 years as a reservationist. So our family, I was spoiled. Yes, my two brothers and I, very much spoiled growing up because the plan was we're going to live on Dad's income with his sheet metal company. And then we're going to have fun and vacation on mom's income from United Airlines. Because it wasn't that much. But the perks were every year we got to go to Hawaii. At least the plane tickets were paid for. But we didn't get lavish food like what you're discussing, Nancy. We didn't. peanut butter and marmalade sandwiches every day.
they really I think focus on letting you just put your mind in neutral and just be and meet and talk and enjoy, because you know it was basically, well, tomorrow, okay, we need to meet about 7:38 in the morning down in the lobby, and we'll be going to do such and so. You need to maybe wear, like going up to Haleakala on Maui, you know, wear closed toe shoes, do bring a jacket, it will be a little chilly, etc. But as far as meals, everything was provided. You didn't have to make a decision when you sat at the table. Well, some of them you had to decide your entree, but they gave you the menu of what you're going to be served, and it looked like what I remember when we would be traveling on ships coming and going from overseas, that, you know, you saw the menu and you saw your choices. Well, I mean, we quickly realized all the things listed for the entree and all the things, not the entree, the hors d'oeuvres, and then all the desserts. No, those were all coming. You know, that wasn't your choice. You only get to choose maybe the entree. You know, so it was, our minds were just at ease. We didn't have to think. It was wonderful.
Okay, and Nancy, I need to apologize because I forgot to do something right quick here. Let me see. Let's see if that does what I wanted to. I should have done this earlier. Sorry. There's a bit of background noise that I forgot to cut out. Nancy, a lot of times, the way you're describing this trip, people, we could be quick to think, oh, well, we plan for that all year. We go on one, you know, family vacation, or, you know, that's like a once in a lifetime thing, blah, blah, blah. And does it have to be with that with Nikken? No, it really doesn't.
Okay.
I'm reading on WhatsApp this morning all the congratulations that Leo LeMay keeps posting and others about helping somebody advance to the position of silver. And we heard from Debbie Jones a couple weeks ago about her advancing to silver. And I keep thinking, wow, this is not rocket science. It's helping, you know, as Zig Ziglar taught us, you help enough other people get what they want out of life, and you'll get out of life what you want or what you need. And it just keeps going on and on and on. But a trip like this, it's a big deal. And I don't want to sit here and say, oh, yep, that's all we're going to talk about. But you're literally fresh off the boat, fresh off the plane. And it is overseas because you have to go over the Pacific Ocean to get to Hawaii.
Yeah.
You do, whether by sea or by plane. Plane's a little faster. You can't get there. There's no roads. This is one of those things, and it happens every year. We know what the guidelines are. We know what it'll take to get it. And then some of us, like yourself and so many others, got the opportunity. And both Luis and Ruben, they're not godlike. However, I will say, and I'll echo what you said, you know, Ruben is hilarious, you know, coming in at, what, 5'2", 5'3", tall.
Yeah.
And then, Luis, you get to experience, much like in Nikan's blog this week, and if folks, if you haven't read it, you really need to take a few minutes to read it. It was emailed to you, and it's on the Nikan website. You just got to find it. Understanding the heart of why this company is what it is today. And as we approach 50 years as a company, this is a big deal. This is what Nikan does. And Nancy, I want to talk a little bit about this, and we're kind of going in reverse order here for people who've never heard your story of why you and David chose Nikan and why you're doing what you're doing. But you mentioned the fact that we haven't been together, had the opportunity due to cultural things, COVID, you know, all this other stuff. Our society is changing to more online activities. We have one coming up called Humans Being More. This is a free, unpaid commercial for it. All the information, again, is on the Nikan website. If you've not been in a while or you've never been to Humans Being More, you can do it online. It definitely is not as good as in person. However, Nancy, you were part of Advancing the Five Pillars. Awakening the Five Pillars is what it was called. That was an online event.
Mm-hmm.
How important are those to be encouraged to stay connected with this Nikan family? Talk about that from your perspective. Go ahead.
I mean, what'd you say, the importance of staying connected? Is that what you said?
Well, these events, because you and I are talking, we're having a phone conversation, and there's people listening live or via the recording. And yes, we're connected, but you said being in Hawaii and seeing people three-dimensional, not just on a screen.
Yeah.
We can get part of that on a Zoom because they are live. And especially Humans Being More, Seiko Kai, or Master Day, there's interaction going on. It's not the same. I know it's not the same. It's like going to church in person or going to church on a screen. Or going and seeing a live theater performance, real people, real actors, on a stage versus seeing a movie. They're different. It's mm-hmm. completely different. Why, if we can't go in person, why is plugging into these events so important to you, to your customers, to your consultants?
Well, first of all, you're plugging into the community of Nikan and the global wellness community as a whole. It gives you faces just online, it gives you faces and stories of those people, and it depends on what you plug into. I mean, I haven't been 100% able to do the Humans Being More and Entrepreneurs Being More weekly thing, but the different calls, the different Zooms, the Sherry Danzig, like, especially if you're new, you need to hear successes that people have had with the McKen products. You have your own story, which is fabulous and very, very important. But to know who you can reach out to. I listen to those, and I will not even maybe know the person who's sharing. But I know Sherry Danzig, and so I'll, you know, if I don't write the person's name down, I call Sherry and said, someone shared about so-and-so, but it's best to be doing that, taking notes as you're listening and say, oh, Sally Sue had this benefit. So that when you are out meeting people and just living life, and they really, people just tell you what their issues are, go, I don't jump on them anymore like I used to and throw up on them. Oh, my gosh, it just makes me cringe thinking what I used to do, but it's that personal development. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you have people you can reach out to and say, what was your experience with this? Tell me again. I would love you to talk to this person. So it connects you to people for testimonials, their what success stories. That's just the testimonial side. But then it really lifts your belief that, yes, people do succeed at this. And, yes, it is personal growth. And you have no idea how long your personal growth is to reach whatever you want to reach. But it really, when you get to that point, you realize, oh, man, I have a long way to go further. But it just, it's what I try to impress upon the people who have signed up under me. You must be connected to hear the testimonials, to know what you have committed to is worthy of your time and effort to help these people. But then it also connects you to those people in McKen to call for help. If you're down, you call certain people that you've met and feel comfortable with. If you're up, you're saying, okay, I'm here, now what next? You know, tell me what I need to do. It's that being, having an accountability partner you can find, but you don't know who to ask, who connects with you in heart and mind that you can go to have that help in reaching your goals. So all of, and really, it's not get on every single call because that is personal development, but really most of our time should be reaching out to people and just living life and being out there available to help people. But you have got to do it whatever fits your schedule and whatever resonates with you when you get on these calls and say, yeah, I think this is worth my time because our time is valuable. And, you know, I was a mom at home, and my time was just given, 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 given. Well, now I realize treating this as a business, which after all these years I'm finally learning what that looks like, we have to be careful with our time. And so I pulled away from a lot of stuff that I was into, I mean, you know, going to leads meetings and all of that, and I realized talking with Ruth Lowe, my mentor, I said, I really didn't enjoy that. And she said, so what kind of energy were you putting out, Nancy? And I went, well, it wasn't good, I guess, was it? And she said, no. She said, no. It's true. And it was such a de-stressor and so freeing to stop doing something that I really didn't enjoy. And I have had much more success after doing that. So you have to just grow and learn, and being on all the different calls and Zooms and Seiko Kai and Master Day, all of that takes you one little step closer to improving yourself and your business and what you want to be and do and accomplish.
I think what I'm thinking of, Nancy, as you're sharing this, I'm thinking of a toilet seat. Does David put the lid to the toilet seat in your home? Does he put it back down? I'm picking on him. I'm just asking a question, though.
Yes, he does. And you know what caused it to be even more effective is that we have those slow-closing lids.
Yep.
So he doesn't have to bend down and put it down. He just flicks it with his hand, and it closes. So it's those little tweaks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You can get them at Costco when they're on sale. I just bought two for $19. We have one in our bathroom and one in our guest bathroom. And so this is a soapbox for Vance, and I'm going to give the short version. Here's the quote of the day, folks. This is not from Nancy. This is from Vance, but it's Nancy's fault that I'm sharing this. I'm at best when I'm at rest. I'm at best when I'm at rest. What I heard you say, Nancy, was that when I'm not getting caught up doing all these things that I don't enjoy that cause stress because I think I'm supposed to do them or other people said I'm supposed to do them, but when I'm resting and in my lane, I'm really at my best. And you said you don't puke on people anymore, which is good because puking is
interesting. Yes.
And I know what you're talking about. And 99% of everybody else listening to us right now, they know what you're talking about. When we're at rest, we're just seeking out information from people. And we do this all the time, and some of us are really, really good at it. Leo LeMay right now is setting records, you know, that we haven't seen in a long time because he's just simply introducing people to the concept of Nikan, and they're doing it in a very casual way. And if you're not familiar with who I'm talking about, folks, just get on the site WhatsApp. You can put it on your computer or on your phone, and please don't make excuses anymore that you don't know how to do that. Go find a 12-year-old. Somebody just say, I need to know how to do this. But I want to segue that right into your story, Nancy. What was it that was the aha that's still the aha today for you? Because I know those of us who have been in Nikan a while, there's more than simply a product experience. You know, we go to a movie or we buy a certain car, and that doesn't mean we're in love with that car or that movie forever. Now, I beg to differ. Movies like Top Gun, Maverick, you know, that was 30 years in the making, and or more. Actually, I'm sorry, my numbers are off, but I have seen it 3 times, and I thoroughly enjoy it. I actually have notes. I took notes because I'm a little extreme. Look, circling all the way back, what was it? What was the aha, the light bulb for you that went off at the beginning that still today compels you to share Nikan with others, to be a solution-oriented person, to be, as I read those last couple lines in Proverbs, a woman who will be praised, who earned a trip to Hawaii? Results.
Well, that's rather humbling. Well, the first thing, it was really, I was ready to find Nikan, but I was an art major, Bachelor of Fine Arts, and had been a mom at home for 25 or more years, and was looking for an easy way for my family to be as healthy as they could be, because I was yowling at my kids when they went out the door because they weren't eating any breakfast, just all sorts of things. David was a teacher and a coach. We were very stressed about money. I wanted to find something for David to retire. I have shared in the past, I could see him going from the gym to the grave. The stress on basketball coaches and then the teachers, and it's the parents who think their kids are going to be the next, you know, Michael Jordan. Anyway, all of that, I could tell after 4 months of basketball, and he coached other things too, but basketball season, the stress and the lack of sleep he was having was really aging him prematurely. Anyway, so I was looking for help, but I thought after all these years at home, and I had a little cottage industries of designing jewelry and selling that at little craft shows, but that meant I was away on the weekends, and so I couldn't be with my family when they were home. And David was off at tournaments and stuff, so I had to be there. I had to come up with something, so it really was a matter of prayer. And 3 months after I prayed, I want to be at home. You're going to have to hit me over the head with a skillet, Lord, because I don't want to do anything but what I'm doing. I love being a mom at home. But I've got to do something, and I want it to be from home. I want it to be what really makes a difference. I am not a slave to fashion and jewelry. It was just crazy that I was designing jewelry when I am not one to wear a lot of jewelry at all. I mean, it just was crazy that I'd been doing that for 11 years. But it did bring some extra money in, and so that was good. Anyway, so my friend called me, and so in other words, I was actually looking for a business, but secondarily, it was the health of my family. And I remember saying, Lord, I'm like Dumbo. My ears are so big. Just bring me and let me recognize what it is I am to do. So a friend from my Bible study fellowship called me one day. Our group, there was one grandma, and then the rest of us were all moms with teenagers. So it was a blessing to have that grandma to say, this too will pass, and you're doing great, girls, you know. But anyway, she called me, not the grandma, but this other friend, and said, Nancy, I want to show you something. I want to give you a massage. And Anyway, I went over, and she gave me the massage. And I went, well, that was nice, but no big deal. Well, I did not know that she was doing what was called a 21 club. And her upline was in town from Idaho. And she was very uncomfortable, I could tell. It's amazing how you put off energy. I've understood that more and more now. She was uncomfortable when he started talking about the business and perfect timing. Oh, my gosh. And he said, and they said things like, you use these products and you don't have to take drugs. Well, Dave and I weren't taking any drugs. You know, we haven't. So that didn't really reach me. But I don't remember what he shared. But he said something about the business, and I said, I'm not a salesperson. He said, well, I said, well, people do call me Mrs. Pound Top because it's a grocery store that's a discount grocery store here. Now there's three locations. There was just one for decades. And I could save money because we were a one-income family, really. I could save money, and everyone. I would share it with everyone, and they'd just kind of laugh at me. Some of them went, some of them didn't. And when I said I'm not a salesperson, he said, you don't have to be a salesperson. You're just sharing something you have found. Well, that just boing, 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 boing. I went, yeah, I'm called Mrs. Town Talk by my friends because I'm always sharing great deals and the money savings. So that resonated with me. So anyway, I went home. David is laying there resting before he had to leave the house again to go to basketball game and dealing with everything and getting home at 11 o'clock at night to get up at 5:36 the next morning to start all over again. And I walked in and I said, David, I know what the Lord wants me to do. And he looked at me like, he does not recall this, but he looked at me and my friend had sent me home with a pair of shoe inserts. The big mag, and David wears a size 12 and a half, 13. Anyway, I throw him on the ground. And I went, stand on this. Well, you know, he accused me of not trying, pushing up on his hands as hard and blah, 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 that we hear from everybody. But he did agree to wear them. Anyway, and I said, I am scared to death. I am so excited. I'm scared to death. I've never done anything like this. I knew it was network marketing, and I knew that I had avoided people who had approached me in the past. But this, because I was ready, and it's those people we're looking for, like I was, who are looking, and when you share what you've experienced, and whoa, there is a money-making, you know, if they're looking for an extra income, this is the company, and this is what I've experienced, et cetera. Anyway, so he had an experience. I'll tell you quickly the main one, and then I helped a friend whose daughter had injured her thumb before the tryouts for basketball. The doctor said, you're not going to be able to play basketball this year because you won't be able to try out because it's going to take weeks for the feeling to come back. Anyway, a few things like that. And it went down, and she was on the basketball team. But David's was, and, you know, it's usually our family and spouses who are hardest to reach. I had him wear the shoe inserts. I kept asking him when he came home, well, what have you noticed? And he said, my husband's very mild-mannered, doesn't raise his voice, but I know when he's serious. He said, Nancy, and he just held his hand up, kind of like, silence, you're driving me crazy. And so I had to just be thankful that he would continue wearing the shoe inserts. After 1 week, I took them away, And, you know, he said, no, I didn't notice anything. And then partway through the next week, he said, I noticed something. And I said, oh, what are you talking about? Because I didn't want to make any assumptions at that point. And he said, those shoe things that you had me wearing. And he said, last week, he said, I felt so great. And I thought, boy, I'm having a good week. And my ankles and knees didn't hurt. And I didn't know that his ankles and knees hurt. I went, you've never told me that. And he said, hey, it's just part of getting older. We were in our 40s, for crying out loud, at that point. Anyway, and the other thing, he said, I felt so good. He said, this last week, since I have not been wearing those, he said, my ankles and knees hurt, and I feel like I'm carrying an elephant around on my body. He said, I am exhausted. I want them back. And the son was wearing them. He was in high school playing varsity basketball. I call him. He's standing at the top of the stairs. And I said, Matthew, bring the shoe and toes down. Your dad wants them back. And he looks at me and he goes, and he goes, like taking candy from a baby. I said, your dad is the money bringer in her here, and so bring them back down. I said, we'll see about getting you some for Christmas or something like that. So anyway, that was the main story, and had David guardedly on the same page with me. What I wanted was the health of my husband, and I wanted him to be able to retire. Now, we want these things for other people, but they have to want it. And I don't know how long I'd been in McKen, and David said, Nancy, I don't want to retire. If that's your reason, I'm not ready to retire. Well, that took the wind out of my sails. And so I didn't work to get to the point where he could retire as fast as I could have. So the why needs to be a little bit more personal, so that what my husband said would not have made me waver. I never left McKen, but when I thought, okay, well, I just want to get new McKen, and I thought, and what else is there? There is nothing else like McKen. But it took me, I mean, years of personal development. I mean, I knew I was in. I love McKen. The personal development, the humans being more that you, or silver training, what was it, silver training is called, that you were required to have to go silver and advance, I think was a major thing that they really should require again, because it really gives you a booster shot towards personal development and forgiving yourself for, you know, whatever. I mean, over and above the Lord. But anyway.
Nancy, I want to clarify something that you, there's a common theme that I keep hearing as you're sharing this story about David's feet. You know, you weren't taking any drugs. You were in your 40s. David's saying he didn't want to retire. There's so many misnomers or cultural, can I just call them lies or deceptions? That we, because over 90% of Americans, they work doing something they don't really enjoy. That's why they want to retire. Or that's why they, what we're seeing now in our culture, and I know it's not just in Oregon and in Texas, the two states that are represented by you and me, these two words that we see everywhere, now hiring. There's not a shortage of opportunities everywhere. Some people call them jobs. I call them opportunities. And yet there are some of us like David and like you. Why would I want to retire from something I truly, truly enjoy? I'm at best when I'm at rest. When we're resting in what we really enjoy doing, then and helping other people discover that, hey, your body shouldn't hurt. You shouldn't have to take drugs. There's a new one called fentanyl that, and I don't know anybody that's taking that, but I hear there's a lot of people using this recreational, and you're saying, why are they doing it? Well, they're trying to escape their reality because they do want to retire from their reality. But I don't want to go down that bunny trail and digress. What I keep hearing you saying is that
we've got an opportunity here, and those of us in Nikan, we know there's an opportunity, but maybe there's just something we're missing to getting out there and sharing it more with people, not vomiting Nikan people, but asking more valid questions like, well, tell me more about why it hurts or what you're doing for that, or what have you thought about doing? Are you open to... I met a gal yesterday. She's never heard of Nikan before. She's never heard of magnets. Her first question was, well, how does that work? I said, well, what does it matter? I just talked about my dad and my mom. They're 80 years young. And dad tells people all the time, I don't want to retire. Why would I? What do I? He quotes the same thing that I quote. There's no biblical base for retirement. He said, I got so many things I want to do. I'm going to live at least to be 100 to get all these things done.
Uh-huh.
And he's talking about the five pillars. Nancy, there's so many things that I know that we are passionate about as Nikan consultants. But circling all the way back around to the start of our conversation, which was Hawaii, as the Hawaiians pronounce it. We say Hawaii. It's not pronounced that way properly. my brain goes so many different directions. I love the island. I love the culture. And it takes an experience like that. Japan is the next one for those of us who missed that. What would you say to encourage the wellness consultants that are out there that are, and I don't want to make this an evangelistic, plea, so to speak, of you just got to do this, or you just got to do that, because it's not that. How do you rediscover your why for Nancy Clyde every day? What propels you to continue doing what you're doing so you can earn a trip like this?
Well, David and I are both in our 70s. Over the years, I would always say, someday we're going to da-da-da-da-da. Well, I realized, you know what? We are living the some days. And so I have got to do what I love doing, which is sharing the Nikan, so that we will be able to do what we wanted to do and have said someday. So it really is, David's retired. We have investments. We have his annuity, monthly, and we're okay there, but it's not for a lot of extras. So it really is kind of like your family trips. The other money is for the vacations and all of that. Well, the number one on the list is free trips from, Nikan. But it really is, I must take care of myself. This is product-wise. I must take care of myself. I must make sure whatever David needs for his health, that he is getting that. But it really is being the best I can be. It really goes into the spiritual thing. We are here with a purpose to direct people to, I say, the Lord, and to help them be the very best they can. I remember hearing or watching or reading Robert Kiyosaki talking about he was going to speak, and he, at some event, he was watching the people come in, and he said, they are all trapped in their bodies. Well, you look at things and people differently when you are out and around, and you think, bless their hearts, they can hardly walk. They don't realize, or they're just so numbed to how they can improve themselves in all the five pillars and spiritually with this company. So really, it's just wanting to help people, but it's not just with their health. It's introducing it that way, but then saying, because it's so gratifying and so, being at rest, knowing that there is financial benefit in doing something that one can love. So I get up every day. Now I'm focusing on the Japan trip. For the first 6 months of this year, I could not get myself focused. So I have a lot of work to do. But I have a daily method of operation, and it really has to deal with all the areas and how many times I've been. I have no idea how many times I've been to Humans Being More. Well, it must be over 20 now. But, you know, there's the list of what do you want to do in this pillar, in this pillar, your mind, your body, your family, society, finances. And so I would say, well, I remember your question now. You know, all of you on here, be very patient. I am a right-brained art major, and dance is just all over the place. So get something out of this.
And
I'm following Vance. So, you know, oh, my goodness. But in other words, look at us and say, if they can do it, surely I can do it. But it's true, Vance. We never arrive. We are never perfect. We never have all the answers. But with our community and all, yes, we can get there. So I want to tell you, I, over the last year or two, have a daily method of operation. I remember people telling me this 24 years ago. Oh, my gosh. I get up, and I have a gratitude journal that I share. Well, I put down goals, my tracking, all the things I am grateful for. It's just a hot pen method. Take a picture of it, and I send it to my mentor. And you all have heard her. It's Gloria Snyder. Not my mentor, my accountability partner, but kind of mentor, too. I track. I want to tell you what, tracking and accountability, oh, my gosh, it would just make me sneer almost because I couldn't stand the thought of it in the years past. It is absolutely essential. And you just grow to the point where you realize, but you have to start it, and then you realize how valuable it is. But tracking, I track my weight because I've been wanting to release all that, the number of contacts I make, the goals. Oh, and with the weight, I just put a check mark if I drank the amount of water I know I should be drinking and if I drank a shake or two that day. I just put a check mark. The number of contacts I have made, and I've shared this on other calls, but contacts, I would always stumble because I thought I had to tell them all about Nikin and that to be a contact. No. A contact, Gloria helped me see this years ago, was simply contacting someone, saying hi, whatever. It might be a customer follow-up. Yeah, okay. It might be someone you'd like to have in the business. You're just checking on them, building your relationship. But those all count as contacts. And what really got it through my head is when Gloria said, well, when I committed to doing 5 a day contacts, she said it was kind of scary, so I wrote cards to all my relatives. And she said those were contacts because it brought me to the forefront of their mind. And I thought, that's what we want to do. We just want them to not forget us and to come to us if they need help or whatever. Whether they know we're in the kin or not, they want us to know, want them to know that we care. I also put down that I'm going for Club Ki, that I'm going for 4,000 PV every month. And what I want my weekly retail check to be. That's all in my, it's really just one quick page in a small journal, but that is my accountability and my gratitude. I, about 5-6 months of the year, 7-8 months of the year, I'm in a Bible study, so I do my Bible study next or just Bible reading. I go for a walk now. That was brought on, and I've been more faithful. I took a walk this morning by Brody Craney's program that I thought, I need help with this releasing weight. And so there's a program, and it's finished now, but I will. It's those tiny habits. That's the Atomic Habits book. Everything feeds into where you are wanting to improve, and they kind of like a little bing, like, okay, that's a nugget I can use whenever you're on a call, reading anything, whatever. I go walking, and then I, every day, I contact at least 5 people, 5 to 6 days a week. And that is, I love doing texts. And believe me, it's like the Atomic Habits book. A little habit of doing 5 a day works into, well, I'll be darned, I contacted 12 or 17 or whatever. And it could be texting, calling, following up with someone, whatever. Every single one of those counts. Because that gives me a stroke of, you did it. You did it. And that is so valuable. You also need to, like, going to, being on Team Kaiser and going to Hawaii, but you need to be on calls and all and really build a circle of friends. And I always thought you need your team. Well, I always thought a team is, and it's true, is your team that you are helping reach their goals, but you have that team of people that you know you can call on for help, for ABCs, for encouragement, for who they might know that has a testimonial to help someone that you're trying to help, et cetera. It's those people you feel comfortable with. And the more contacts and the more connections you have through Zoom, through calls, through events, you recognize those people that resonate with you. And that's so important. And I also every day remember my order of priorities. It's God first, my husband second, my kids third, and my business fourth. Now, I have missed some of my grandkids' events because of Master Day or something like that. So I'm not saying I push business to the bottom because, yes, that is a huge thing in my life. But getting to my – I was thinking, oh, Bible's going to – said he's going to start up soon. It's on Thursday mornings. I thought, oh, my gosh. That does take a lot of my time. And I'm going, yeah, if you don't give your time to the Lord, your commitment and your focus to Him, He is the one that has given you what you have. So forget that thought, Nancy. So it is reminding yourself daily of what your priorities are, doing it the best you can. Believe me, I used to think people that went on these trips had it all together. We don't. And I think my overriding message whenever I'm asked to speak is, I am not perfect. I have not arrived. I am simply growing and doing the very best I can to help others, like you quoted Zig Ziglar, you know, said, but with them in mind, I can't say I'm 100% with this either, but focusing on what they want, not what them getting on board with me will help me do. And I have to correct my thinking constantly about that. But anyone can accomplish this. At this point, I am a bit overwhelmed with what I've got to have done in the next 4 months. And yet, once you make the decision of what you want to accomplish, it's that reticular activator. Now I finally have been able to remember those two words. When you have a goal, you suddenly see and are very aware of the opportunities and the people and the information that will get you to that goal. But you got to make the decision. And years ago, I remember meeting some people, I don't remember their name, but they were in town way higher than I was on the ladder up New Kim. And I was talking to them and all that, and they just said, you haven't made a decision. And I remember looking at them in shock, and I went, I thought I had. And they went, no, you have not. And so that, I think back to that. And see, that was one of those, bing, remember this, Nancy. Another thing that Mike DiMuccio said on a call was, where is it here? Oh, gosh. I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget it, and I can't read it. What I'm thinking, or maybe even going to say to people, because this is a new sentence or question to myself and listening to them, is what area of their life do they want to improve? You can even ask the person that. I have 2 people that are really, just primed to be, do this and do this to gain financial health, but also physical health. is, what area of your life do you want to improve? And that, I met with this one lady that a friend had referred to me before we left for Hawaii, and I gave her some things to use, followed up with her while I was in Hawaii, and I will be getting back with her and now taking a waterfall to her and a seat. She definitely needs Nikkan for her physical health. But I want to, I mean, we met at Starbucks and didn't buy a thing. They were so gracious not to throw us out. But she said, she was telling me her whole life, all of her frustrations, where she hurt, da-da-da-da-da. And I thought, I need to ask her that question. What area, which area of your life do you want to improve? And Michael DiMuccio said, they will tell you not just one, they'll tell you two. And it's usually physical and financial. So that is a big thing that I'm focusing on now. And then another thing Ruth Lowe, who is my mentor, gave me, and she said, I have it printed here, and I do too. I printed it out on the computer, cut it down to a little strip of paper, have it on my computer, and right here by my desk it says, the question is for myself. It's for me. How can I be more aware of the unlimited opportunity surrounding me right now? Now, making the decision makes those things a lot clearer. But we can, I mean, it's not like last year was the first time I went, I am going to do Team Kaizen. I'm going to get this done. No. In fact, I was questioning it 6 months into the year. But then things start falling in place, and you go, Albie, I think this is doable. And I get down, and I call Ruth, and she'd say, Nancy, just reach out. Just keep going. You have no idea what that next person will do or say or what Nikkan promotions will be or whatever. And recently, I can't remember who said to get on this, but I was on a call or a Zoom with a guy, I can't remember his name, but he has written the book, The Power of One More. It's a power of one more life. And I've been reading it. So when I'm sitting there at 10 o'clock at night and I'm going, oh, I haven't gotten my five in, I think of, well, who lives west of me, so it's earlier in the evening and day, and I will send them a quick text. It's always the power of doing one more thing. Anyway, I could carry
Nancy,
on.
Nancy, that simple concept there is what made people like Oscar Schindler so famous. Okay, true story. His movie was made about it. Okay, Schindler's List.
You mean Schindler's List?
Schindler's List. One more. The power of one more.
Yeah.
The power of saving one more life. The power of doing one more good thing. And, you know, this is not rocket science, but I want to finish our conversation by going back. And I think I'd met you before, but flight was delayed getting into Houston, our family. Once I arrived to Houston, I was driving in a rental car up to Dallas to do a presentation. I couldn't stay with who I was going to stay with because I would be arriving at like 1 o'clock in the morning. And I remember telling Stacy when I said farewell to her in Houston, I said, can you just get on when you get back to your parents' house? Can you get on the computer and find me a hotel that's nearest where this meeting is and where I would be meeting you? And I remember checking out of the hotel the following morning, and lo and behold, this entire school, I think everybody in the entire school was staying at this hotel, and they swamped the breakfast area. There was basically no food at the Hampton Inn to eat. And I'm standing there ready to check out, and I'm waiting and waiting and waiting for all these people. It's like, wow, why is this so full? And I wasn't complaining, but I noticed a little brochure sitting there on the counter. And it said, earn free nights, earn, you know, blah, blah, blah. That one decision I made to grab that little flyer and read it for the Rogers, every year we get lots and lots and lots of free hotel nights at any Hilton hotel. That's Embassy Suites, DoubleTree, Hampton Inn, Homewoods, anything that's connected to Hilton hotels. And I always think back and think to myself, what if our flight would have been on time? And I would have stayed with my friends instead of staying at that Hampton Inn. You know, there's all these what ifs. I don't believe in serendipitous. I don't believe in coincidences. Everything happens for a reason. And Nancy, I know because you and I got to enjoy a 9-hour trek from Dallas to San Antonio. That was fun. And you're right.
9 hours. Oh,
because you want to forget it, because everybody would want to forget 9 hours in a car with Vance. I understand. I would want to forget that trip. But we get to connect with like-minded people who have others that are other-centered. That's exactly what St. Francis of Assisi, you know, challenged us all. Seek first to understand others before we seek to be understood. We're asking questions, and you're right. And I'm glad I'm not on that list of people who are 2 hours behind you that you text when you're going to bed, because I have crazy people in our organization that are on the East Coast and they don't go to sleep. And at 9 or 10 o'clock, our time on the West Coast, that's way past midnight, they start texting or they call me. And then it happens on the flip side at 5 a.m., 6 a.m. people start, you know, but I'm not complaining. But it's because I've developed these same tiny habits like you have. And I want to encourage everybody as well. I heard that same concept a few weeks ago from Brody Craney. Just do one more. If it's a good habit, like drinking water, Nikan water, or getting, you know, quality sleep, just tweak it a little bit. Add one more good habit to it. And pretty soon, our lives are filled with these amazing things. They're like, well, that wasn't that difficult. And I think the biggest thing is turn off or get away from the knuckleheads in our lives. They're nice people. They really are. But we got to get away from the people that don't do those good habits. And we have to just say, you know, as Marty Jeffries taught me years ago, a sick mind cannot help a sick mind. We really do. We have to get around people like what you just shared with us when we started this conversation, Nancy. We've got to get around people that, like, earn free trips to Hawaii or Japan or Dubai, or, and they're out there. We just got to get exposed to them. They're not at taverns. I'm trust me. They're going to be in places of worship. They're going to be in churches. We got to get around those kind of people. So Nancy, thank you. From the bottom of my heart, I know this has been a long time coming, and we went probably much longer than you and I both anticipated, but you left us with a lot of really, really good nuggets of truth. And you shared with us exactly what you're doing to never have to go into retirement. Because why would we want to do that?
Uh-huh.
I get it. I understand the cultural use of the word. I understand. Trust me, people. I get it. But why on earth would we want to retire from something? That's like what I started by saying before I pushed the record button. You know, Auntie Anne, 72nd birthday today, and she started the day water skiing because it's something she loves to do. And then most people would say, what on earth are you doing that for? We know so many people in Nikan who are living an amazing life. Not just because of the products, but because of the five pillars of wellness. And it really does allow us to do that in all those areas when we really take it seriously and do it. So Nancy Clyde has been our guest this morning. Nancy, I know people want to contact you, and I'm just kidding. I'm not going to give out your phone number because that would be crazy. Just get plugged in, folks. The one thing that I often forget is the Core Consultant newsletter that Michael DiMuccio and Ben Woodward publish every week. It takes less than 5 minutes, always from top to bottom, to read. But in it, there's a link to all the different people that are doing weekly Zooms and or conference calls like this that we get to plug into. And if you don't have that, text me or email me, I'm begging you, and I'll just forward it to you, and then you can add. And please stop making excuses, folks. Please, I'm begging you. I get to do life with a 12-year-old who has the greatest list of excuses for so many things. She's an amazing individual. But last night when she was walking around the house and wouldn't go to bed, because there was just one more thing, I said, Addie, you have got to stop. And it was a reminder to me that so often we make all these different excuses. Dr. Wayne Dyer, in the last book that he wrote before he passed away, Excuses Be Gone. That changed my life years ago. Unbelievable. But don't make excuses like, oh, I don't know how to get that newsletter, or I've got too many emails. Please don't do that. This is one newsletter every week, along with the Nikan blog, that if you'll just spend 5 minutes a week, I mean, this is one tiny, tiny habit that's worth doing. But the Core Consultants newsletter, my phone number, and I'm not that busy. I'm active by choice. 503-348-0749, 503-348-0749, call or text. And SaturdayAMLive.com. If you want to hear a great conversation, I think one of my favorites so far this year, I have a lot of favorites, but Alexander and Ricarda Russ, Germans, living in Malta. They are definitely living their best life now because of Nikan. And that conversation was a couple of weeks ago. And there will be lots more. Nancy, you mentioned Gloria Snyder. That was a fun one. And all you got to do is scroll through on Saturday AM Live. Just scroll through and or go to the 2022 recordings. But go down until you see people's faces. These are things that I use to learn from. And that's why I do it. So. Nancy, again. Yes, go ahead.
Well, you, weeks ago, when we were trying to figure out when I'd be on, you said, what is a word that would characterize your time with Nikan? And I came up with that, and it's perseverance. And it really is. If you're standing still, you're not moving forward. So however you can, just persevere in improving in those areas that Nikan spells out and explains so well to us, you're winning. You have your huge goals, but I mean, that's why when I said if I decided 5 people a day, it's that wonderful feeling of, yeah, I did it. And that carries you forward each day. So any of you can reach your goals and feel good about yourself, make a difference in the world, and your family, your friends. It's amazing. But it's only those that really want it. You know, I mean, the friends that want help. I have many that need Nikan so bad, and they just roll their eyes. And so I don't say anything anymore. Just let them go. But anyway, this has been great. I am humbled and flattered to be on, and I hope you got something out of this.
Oh, I got a ton. And Nancy, as I started, you are the epitome, in my opinion, and I'm not blowing smoke up your proverbial skirt. I'm not doing that, okay? I'm not flattering you, but you are the epitome of the quote that I use every day. It's not the perfection of our lives, but the direction. And you made a decision to tweak that direction years ago, and yet you're following up on that with those 5. Yeah. Every day, 5. Yeah, and I love that. I just, you challenge me to do more and go, hey, let's not get distracted on those things over there. Let's not digress. Let's just get back to what we need to do. And that's, by the way, folks, that's the theme of where, as we head into the fall, September is that the month for Vance, that I was born, my anniversary, I was burned,
I was introduced to Nikan. I mean, I can go through, there's like a dozen or more things that all happen in the month of September. We return to school if we're in the educational mode, or if we got kids or grandkids or, you know, nieces, nephews, whatever. And this is the time to really hone in and maximize the rest of this year. Don't wait until January. No, that's foolishness. This is the time, and there's so many great things. I also want to remind everybody, looking at the calendar, looking ahead, do not miss the last day of the month. Okay, there's 4 or 5 days left. Take advantage of it. There's some amazing weekend specials. The water special, the waterfall. What is it, 25% off? What a great smoking deal. No pun intended. And there's always promotions. You just got to jump on the Nikan site to find them, or go back and read your emails. They're there. Or call somebody if you don't know. Just call them or text them. And it's so much fun. So, Nancy Clyde, thank you from the bottom of my heart, all the way from Portland, Oregon, or Corbett, actually. But you are a true friend, and I'm just so grateful for your example in Nikan.
Well, thank you for your vote of confidence. Y'all have a great weekend.
To learn more, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.